Patricia Wells lives in Paris and writes about food. She's written books about bistro cooking in France and Italy, books filled with casual, easy recipes and lots of suggestions about what to eat where. But this time, she writes about Paris and includes recipes from some of its finest restaurants, three-star establishments with world-class chefs. It's fun to read the Paris cookbook and imagine visiting such places, but could one really recreate such food? Patricia Wells insists it's more than possible. I'm a practical gal, she says.
When I go into a restaurant, I look at recipes that I think are doable, that perhaps haven't been published everywhere else before. But most of all, they have to appeal to me, and they have to be something that I want to make for my family and friends. And, you know, the end result, too, is that I think the book represents, you know, kind of what's in style today as well.
One of the things I was curious about, though, is there are a couple of recipes in here. I'm thinking of the ones from Alain Passard's restaurant, Arpège.
I knew you were going to say that. The mustard ice cream, right?
Right. Gazpacho with mustard ice cream floating in it. Eggs and maple syrup. I mean, one would never have imagined these dishes, let alone tasted them or prepared them.
Well, these are recipes that actually are really quite amazingly delicious. The gazpacho I sampled a couple of years ago on a really warm summer's day, and it was so refreshing. It was beautiful, and it's such a beautiful dish, bright red gazpacho with a little dollop of mustard ice cream in there, but just a little bit of mustard ice cream, not three scoops, please.
Mustard ice cream, according to the recipe, it has cream and salt and mustard.
Right.
And eggs,
and
right?
Egg yolks, of course.
But no sugar, nothing, you know, it's like a frozen cream, but it is all mustard.
It is. Trust me, it's delicious. Trust me.
The other one, the eggs and maple syrup. Now, that's something that seems to me to have a little bit of technique to it that might be kind of
well,
tough.
Well, that one does have a little technique, but it's not that complicated. You have to take off the top of the egg and take out a bit of the yolk, and you actually poach the eggs in the shell in a little water. And then you whip up a little bit of cream and with a little touch of salt, you put that on top, and then you pour a little maple syrup over it. And truly, it's a first course that is really surprising and delicious. I do it often in my cooking classes, and people really love it.
You also include some really swell-sounding versions of much more homey recipes, chicken fricassee with mushrooms and cream, roasted chicken with lemon. I noticed a couple of macaroni and cheese dishes, except they were very fancy French macaroni and cheese dishes.
Well, a little fancier, maybe. You cook the pasta and actually water with a little bit of milk in it, so it really enriches the pasta. And it's really a very delicious dish. One of the recipes that's become a big hit already is, it's called the Apple Lady's Apple Cake. And I love the story that goes with that because I would go to the market every Saturday morning, and there was an apple lady there. There is an apple lady there who sells about 25 to 30 varieties of apples each week. And I knew if anybody in the world had a good apple recipe, it would be the apple lady. So I would go every Saturday, badger her, and finally I got the recipe. And you make it and you think, gosh, this is so beautiful. It was so easy. It was so inexpensive. And it's so full of flavor.
What do you think is the, I don't know, most elegant, the thing that would say three-star French restaurant recipe?
Well, probably it sounds kind of silly maybe, but it's the watercress soup from Taiwan. It's a watercress soup in which you put a dollop of sour cream and then a spoonful of caviar. And again, it's one of these really simple, it's sort of like a perfect black dress, you know, it's so pretty. And the flavors are great because you've got the watercress, especially in the winter cold months. It's really lovely because you can get watercress so easily. And it's just this brilliant green color with a little bit of white and then the little dollop of black caviar.
Let me ask you about that, about use the ingredients. The French are so proprietary about the fact that they have wonderful produce and wonderful things in the stores, and we in the United States pasteurize everything, and we ship everything all across the country, and we like food in and out of season. Can you really get the groceries to do the right French thing here?
Here? Oh, without any question. I mean, I do encourage people to stay within season, but there's no question that all of these recipes can be made very easily anywhere in the United States.
Patricia Wells, thanks very much.
Linda, thanks very much.
Patricia Wells' book is called The Paris Cookbook.
The Apple Lady's Apple Cake, Eggs with Maple Syrup, and the other recipes can be found on our website, npr.org. French cuisine may sound like high art, but it's rooted in the farmers' markets throughout the country. Commentator Nancy Kunz is a regular at the market in her corner of France.